The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. It is 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 13th of February, 2020, when Guide to Your Ride podcast is being recorded. I'm Rich Lupia from UpstateSnow.com, and my guest, as always, on the Guide to Your Ride Trail Talk podcast is Chris Rank, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Rich. How are you, man? How's things going?
Things have been busy, and we have a busy podcast here coming up. Before we do that, I want to give special thanks to our sponsor, MapledaleMotors.com. Dave Gleisman, a fellow rider and former owner of UpstateSnow.com, will take care of you if you got a car, truck, minivan, or SUV that you need. And if you don't have, if he doesn't have what you want, he's got a little something. Actually, his brother's just picked up a little something called a trailer, a long car hauler trailer. So if you don't see something you like, Dave can get it for you, and his brother can take care of you as well, getting it quickly into your hands. 315-725-6240, MapledaleMotors.com. And, sir, we have a lot to talk about, so let's get to it.
Absolutely. We'll make it short and sweet for people. This is as best conditions that it's been all year long. So we hope everybody can get out there and really enjoy it. Looking at the calendar, we can kind of see that we probably only have, 4 to 5 weeks of good rideable snow before our temperatures and sun start to hurt us too much. But we have good snow north of the Thruway. Talking to all the clubs in the past 2 days, everybody's grooming. We have been a tad on the warm side earlier this week, but most of the clubs have been grooming through it and getting things shaped up. Just spoke to Jim Rolfe in West Rome. He's grooming right now. It says things are in really good shape. And I know that pretty much every club from Rome, going up through the heart and the throat of Tug Hill is out grooming, especially tonight. I think 100% of the trails in that area are going to be hit tonight because all the clubs are looking at the weather.
The bitter cold that's coming in, the Arctic cold that's coming in, that's going to keep us down in the single digits and teens during the day on Valentine's Day and well below zero Friday night. They know that they have got to flatten things out everywhere from the foothills, like you mentioned, West Rome, Penn Mountain, Ohio, Deerfield, all the way up into the Tug, all the way into the Adirondacks, all the way into northern New York State, and even clubs south of the Thruway that have a chance, they're going to be out there grooming and panning and everything that they can.
Yeah, and so people understand why the clubs are jumping on that. The snow has a lot of moisture and a lot of kind of mass to it right now. If we can groom it flat, it's going to dip down below zero tonight and really start to freeze in solid and essentially make that roadway real tight. What that's going to do is during tomorrow, traffic is going to be up from a normal Friday, being it's a holiday weekend, people have a long weekend and stuff like that. Those trails are going to hold till at least lunchtime, maybe 3 p.m. Then we're going to get back on them and groom them again. We're going even colder Friday night, maybe down to 10 below up on the hill. And that's going to lock in even tighter and keep us that much longer through Saturday. It's going to be a super, super busy weekend just because of the holiday and the riding conditions. So expect heavy traffic from your West Lydon, Constable areas up through the hill northwest up into, your Montagues, your Valley Snow Travelers, your Barnes Corners areas. It's going to be busy up there. So what I'll tell people is if you aren't staying in those areas and you want to venture out to different areas, this is a prime opportunity to go see some new spaces, areas south and west, ride the Rome trails, ride the Lee Center trails, head out towards Oneida Lake, if you're coming from the western side of the state, head over towards the Ohio trails and the Salisbury trails and, Penn Mountain and things like that. Happy Valley out to our west, they have an unbelievable trail system that doesn't always have wonderful snow coverage. Everybody has snow right now. The clubs are doing an awesome job. So you can definitely afford to venture away from the hill proper and really experience some unbelievable sights and sounds.
Don't forget TC Riders. Don't forget, Stratford and southern Adirondack, and even into Fulton County on the southern rim of the Adirondacks. If you want to do some exploring in the Adirondacks without going up to Old Forge or even up to Paseco and Speculator because you think it might be a little bit too busy, try Fulton County. Also head out towards Saratoga County, out towards Mullyville, out towards Mayfield. Southern Warren, North Warren is also in good shape as well. If you want to explore the eastern side of the Adirondacks up towards North Hudson and Minerva, there's plenty of places for you to go this weekend, but the bottom line is you got to do it in the next 4 days. If you're going to ride it all, or if you're not going to have many chances to ride and you want one more good chance to ride before things get too busy for you or before conditions get a little bit more sketchy later in February and into March, as we'll talk about in a minute, you got to get out and get it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. These next 4 days in the holiday weekend, from a weather perspective, which we'll talk about in a minute, is all we've got left before a hurt comes.
Yeah, and just a public service announcement, Rich. I'm telling all my friends and family, no matter where they're riding, to avoid any ice at all costs. We've had warm. I mean, we were touching 40 degrees in the North Country this week. The ice just isn't set up like in past years, and we've had a lot of stories across New York State and even across, you know, North America in general of snowmobilers going in and some tragic endings. So, if you're out there with your friends and your family, just avoid the ice at all costs. You know, if you're out by Stillwater, Adirondacks, take the road.
Stillwater in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's not something we have to deal with extremely, a lot around the hill. But as you venture out to points, you know, east and west, there are some lakes out there, and it's just not the same ice that we've always been used to. So we'll leave it at that.
There's a lot of slush out there, and if you have to do a little bit of a crossing, regardless of how long or how short it is, be very careful. Make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that you have people with you, and stay on the throttle. Don't let off. Stay on the throttle. Again, we're not recommending, and we can't recommend legally that you go out there, but if you do, I'm just giving you some advice that'll help you out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, it's a holiday weekend. There's a ton of events going on. It almost seems like every club you're going to come up on is going to have some type of event going on. And, you know, as promised, to take care of some of the Lewis County clubs that I work so closely with, I'll just give some people some options of things that, you know, to expect when you're out there and riding. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures are going to be 20s to 30s, maybe even see some sunshine. So, Turn is hosting one of their hot dog roasts at Whiskey Jack's. It's a great fundraiser. They usually set up outside, stop by, buy some raffle tickets, see what they got going on. They also have a vintage show going on. The Brandingham Snow Festival is going on all weekend. And again, we've talked about the youth ride. That's, heavily sponsored by the Hamburg Snowmobile Club. That's kicking off at around 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. So if you have some young children in your family or your group and you wanted to bring them down there, I know there's a bunch of prizes and some contests going on down there. So that's a great event to look out for. Osceola Snowmobile Club, which has been really kicking butt and really revitalized that section of the hill this year, they're having their annual torchlight ride that kicks off 6:30 at night Saturday from their groomer barn. So that'd be awesome to go out and support them. Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders is working with the Hideaway on a vintage snowmobile show at the Hideaway on Sunday. They are doing a vintage ride, which we'll be grooming in front of on Sunday. That's Sunday morning around 11 o'clock. That ride kicks off. And then I think we would be save the best for last, or at least the most notable event for last. Hats off to the Valley Snow Travelers. Rory Nortz and his crew is up there, and they're celebrating 50 years of trail grooming in Lewis County. So they have a slew of events going on, from pancake breakfast to hot dogs. So check them out on Facebook. Please go up and support them. 50 years of grooming, folks, is nothing to bat an eye at. So hats off to Valley. Hope everybody has an awesome, safe ride this weekend. Please stay right. Stop in and, promote the clubs, enjoy the clubs, thank the clubs. $10 at each event might cost you $30 or $40 extra, but it goes a really long way to show those volunteers how much you mean to them.
Also, in Stratford, they have their poker run. Their poker run is also Saturday, generally the Saturday before President's Day, and it is today. So if you're heading out through Ohio and Salisbury and out towards Fulton County, that's one event that's out there. Also, check out Nick Stoner Trails, the Snowcade in Indian Lake. If you do want to go deep into the Adirondacks, their Snowcade, their week-long thing kicks off this weekend and going through the President's Week as usual. schedule. No shortage of things going on. No shortage of things for the family. No shortage of things, festivals and businesses and clubs with the opportunity to be able to give back and show your appreciation for all that they do for the sport of snowmobiling this this weekend.
Rich, thank you as always for taking the time to make this podcast work. Big shout out to KDK Sports for thanking Southern Tug Hill and working with Southern Tug Hill so much this year. And you know, we do Thursday trail reports with them, and because we're recording this on a Thursday, I figured I'd throw them a little plug.
No problem with KDK. They're all great guys over there. KDK Sports in Rome. Please check them out. They've been a reputable ski-doo dealer for a very long time. And if you ever need help with your sled, Rocco is where to go. He will take care of you if you have an issue. And certainly for your sled maintenance next season, be sure to think of Rocco and the guys over at KDK. Now, I mentioned before we go, Chris, about the hurt that's coming, and I want to talk about that. This pattern that we've been in over the last 2 weeks that has set us up beautifully, that has given us the snow and given us generally colder weather, but as you've seen the last couple of days, the warmth, the near to above freezing warmth just won't let go. That pattern change is going to start hitting after President's Day. Next storm on Tuesday, the day after President's Day, on the 18th, goes north and west. So it starts as snow, goes to a mix, goes to rain, gets into the 40s, and then shifts back to snow and maybe some lake effect and some cold in back of it. Now, while that's not going to take the Adirondacks and the Hill offline later next week, and by the time we get to our next Guide to Your Ride podcast, what it is going to do is it's going to put a hurt on clubs ringing around the outside, some of those areas that we suggested for you to go. It's going to put more of a hurt on that. It's going to put more of a hurt on the connection between the Hill and between the Adirondacks. So if that's something that you want to do, now's your chance. Don't assume that it's going to be there through the whole President's Day week or even beyond that. And the thing that you have to realize is that as we're getting later into February and into March, and especially with the way this pattern has been this winter of we just can't hold the cold, the later we get, the more hurts we get, the less of a chance we're going to be able to recover on the other side until eventually we're wiped out by the end of March.
Yeah, unfortunately, end of March is close. I don't want to think about it. So let's get through a wonderful holiday weekend and pray that the hurt doesn't hurt too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Guide to Your Ride Trail Talk podcast. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guide to Your Ride podcast. You can find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lyon and Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.